The track record of labor management forums remains mixed nearly 3 years into the effort. Union officials are growing frustrated with the limited progress and oversight by the National Council on Federal Labor Management Relations concerning how agencies are meeting the executive order. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details on why some are concerned about the impact of these forums. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So first of all, what is the goal of these labor management forums and why are the unions getting frustrated?
Well, President Obama created the National Council on Federal Labor Management Relations by executive order in December 2009, and from that EO, agencies form these labor management councils, both at headquarters and at local levels, to discuss, collaborate, solve workplace and workforce issues. The goal here is to bring management and labor together to basically have a discussion. Under the Bush administration, these forums were ended. And what was the thought process was very top down under the Bush administration. And when the Obama administration came in, the thought was, well, let's make it more collaborative. So the forums use metrics developed by the National Council to improve mission service delivery, employee satisfaction and engagement, and labor management relationships. But here we are 3 years after the executive order, and some union officials are becoming very discouraged by the inconsistent progress these forums have made. Bill Dugan is the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees.
We recognize, both labor and management, that across the country we have forums that are working very effectively. We have forums that are struggling to get work done, and we have lots of cases where we haven't even got the forums up and running yet. They're not formed.
Now, David Holloway is the national president of the National Association of Government Employees. He says the blame for the forums that aren't working can really be placed on both the union and management shoulders. But he says there really isn't any good reason why the forums are not moving out and making progress, and it's time to do so. Michael Filler is the director of public services for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. He believes part of the reason why for this delay in the forums really getting some legs over the last year has been federal officials and union officials have been dragging their feet waiting to see the results of the election.
Well, now that the election is over, we expect to see results happen with these forums. I mean, we want to see the forums in place, and we want them to be real. The end in mind, again, is efficiency. Efficiency of the government, streamlining operations where we can, cutting costs where we can. The forums are a vehicle toward making that happen. So they do need to be in place, and where they're not working, this council is going to do something about it.
Now, part of the reason why this frustration is kind of bubbling up now is all that's going on around federal employees and the federal government. You know, one of the main things these forums are supposed to do is address management and labor bring them together to discuss pre-decisional changes. But then when you kind of put on top of that the impending doom of sequestration, potential government shutdown, and all the other fiscal issues that could affect agencies, union officials would have liked to see these forums be more of a ready, if you will, conduit to have these conversations about whether it's furloughs or early retirements or budget cuts to get them in the front end instead of what it feels like sometimes in the back end. Now, let's be clear. Not all of the forums are ready, and that's part of the reason for this growing frustration at a time when these forums really have a big impact.
So what are some of the ways that the council itself can improve the forums?
I think several suggestions came out at yesterday's council meeting at the Office of Personnel Management. Some of the union representatives would like to see the council be more aggressive and knock the agencies into shape. I mean, IBT's Filler says the forums that aren't working from his perspective, it's because management is not being collaborative in their decision making.
Take a selected agency, a selected department, and say, you are no longer recognized as a partnering agency. And let that come out. Let the press know about it. Let the president know that his executive order is not being complied with. This needs to happen. People need to be taken to the woodshed a little bit. This council needs to have a bit of a stick in addition to a carrot. We let everybody in the first go around. Now, if we see somebody isn't playing ball, isn't following the president's order, they need to be called into account publicly on that so we need to either get somebody with a new attitude or change the attitudes of the people who are there.
Now, Filler and other union representatives received tepid support from the government representatives on the council. Scott Gould is the Deputy Secretary of the Veterans Affairs Department. He says the council's ability to be effective really comes back to being able to hold agencies accountable for meeting the requirements under the executive order, though he didn't really offer much details about how that accountability could work, the carrot or the stick approach, as Mr. Filler was kind of talking about. Office of Personnel Management Director John Barry says the council could ask the Federal Labor Relations Authority or the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service to help get the forums moving in the right direction that are having problems. Barry kind of made a joke saying if the FLRA can help the NHL get back on ice, labor management forums shouldn't be all that hard.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. I mean, Jason, part of it seems like you just it's hard getting people to the table, let alone, you know, talking about things that they might disagree upon. So which agencies are actually finding success with the forums that they have?
There are several that are finding success. I want to be clear, it's not every forum's not working. I think the union officials just want more of them to work and the ones that are working to work even better. The VA, I think, is a good example of agencies that are an agency using the forums well. Scott Gould says about 90% of the forums are established and running well. He'd like to close that final 10% gap in the coming year at VA. The council also heard from the Patent and Trademark Office. PTO now doesn't have a formal labor management forum as we're talking about here per se, but they met with its union, with the Patent and Office Professional Association, POPA, and they have had a successful engagement between PTO, POPA, and the National Treasury Employees Union, and it's really making a difference. Patent Director David Capos says the agency is using a three-layer performance appraisal system and data to improve the efficiency of their patent approval processes. I caught up with Robert Buttons, the president of POPA, after the meeting yesterday to find out what has made this relationship work.
The first thing is it's got to start at the top. The top leadership, both the organizations and the unions, need to be willing to talk to each other. And it's got to come from the top management saying, we're going to change how we're doing business, and not just sit there and go, yeah, it's the unions, we don't care or whatever. And the unions need to recognize that, you know, the agencies can't afford to pay us $1 million, you know, a day as much as we wish they could, you know. We have to be willing to compromise and find good workable solutions.
Now, Budden says PTO started the conversations early when the administration came in and continued to consult, collaborate, and discuss the issues that are important to both labor and management. The ongoing dialogue has really been the difference. Another agency that's doing well is the Federal Aviation Administration. FAA worked with their union called the National Air Traffic Controllers Association to implement what they call the En-Route Automation Modernization Program, or ERAM. ERAM is part of the next generation air traffic control system, and it's going to improve how the FAA routes planes in and out of airports. Now, FAA's management and their union came up with a standard approach to solving technical and training challenges and prioritizing the bugs needed to be fixed in the system. So what they did was they said, we have this new system coming in. How can we make sure people are trained? How do we make sure that the most important pieces of the system are ready to go when it's time versus... And because the goal here is to talk to the people on the ground who understand the technology versus maybe the management who understands kind of some of the policy perspectives. Now, these are but two success stories. There's many others. And Nages Holloway says the council really has two missions in supporting these forums. The first is to be the heavy and make sure forums are working. But the second really is all about communication.
The other function that we have is to gather the information from those forums that are working and then disseminate it. And I think those are the two functions that we have. And it's great to have discussions about successes, but if we just walk away from here and don't let all the forums that are up and running know what the successes are and how other people are doing business, then we've actually failed in our mission. So I think as we do this agenda thing, that each agenda item should address those two issues. How do we get the forums up to 100%, and what is the positive information that we can disseminate as to what works and what doesn't work?
So Daniel Werfel is one of the co-chairmen of the council, along with OPM Director John Barry. He's also the acting deputy director for management at OMB. He says the more specifics the council can focus on around metrics, what agencies have learned, how they got there, and who else and where else could this be effective, the better the council can help agencies reach the same level as the FAA or PTO or many others. So I think what you're seeing is the unions want faster movement. The federal government says we understand that things have to be done. We're going to look at lessons learned, best practices approach versus the, you know, big stick approach.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
And read his story now at federalnewsradio.com.